Early voting for the 2020 primary starts in February, and for the first time under a new law, North Carolinians will have to provide photo ID to vote in person or absentee by mail. That's unless a federal judge blocks the requirement. Rusty Jacobs reports.
State and county elections officials are scrambling to educate voters about the new law. Gary Sims is Wake County's elections director.
Our goal is not to turn voters away.
Mailers have gone out to every North Carolina household explaining that voters can use a driver's license, U.S. passport, and free IDs issued by county elections boards. Student IDs from approved colleges and universities, including all UNC system schools, may also be used to vote. Backers of the new law point to that as a key difference between this legislation and an ID requirement from 2013 that was thrown out by a federal court for discriminating against black voters. But attorney Caitlin Swain says the difference is not that significant.
Some people have been saying, well, is this history repeating itself? And I think that what we would say is history doesn't always repeat itself exactly, but it does rhyme.
Swain represents the state NAACP and six local chapters of the civil rights group in a federal lawsuit. They want a preliminary injunction to halt the implementation of photo ID for the March 3rd primary. She points out that in Virginia, all university and college IDs are accepted for voting, whereas in North Carolina, schools had to go through what she calls an onerous process to get their IDs approved.
The vast majority of community colleges are not on that list currently.
Swain says the GOP-controlled General Assembly passed the new legislation with the same discriminatory intent it did the earlier law. She notes the new law shortened the grace period for using expired IDs to just 1 year from expiration, as opposed to 4 years under the 2013 measure.
It's one example of a change in the law that actually makes it harder for voters who have residential instability.
Voters without ID may cast a provisional ballot, but must later present acceptable identification at their county elections board. There are exceptions to that rule, according to State Elections Board General Counsel Caitlin Love.
Including a reasonable impediment, a natural disaster exception, and a religious objector exception.
A ruling is expected soon on whether the law will be temporarily blocked and followed by a trial to determine if it should be struck down permanently. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.